This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for February 25th. I'm Paul Plack. Secretary of the Air Force Michael Donnelly announced yesterday that the $35 billion contract for a new aerial tanker, designated KC-46A, will be awarded to Boeing and not Eads. Boeing officials say they're honored by the selection and will meet the Air Force's requirement to deliver the first 18 combat-ready aircraft by 2017. Eads North America Chairman Ralph D. Crosby Jr. hints the fight is not over. Quote, "This is certainly a disappointing turn of events, and we look forward to discussing with the Air Force how it arrived at this conclusion." Unquote. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley spoke to an assembled crowd in Mobile and said that despite the loss, he would continue to work harder to create more jobs for the Alabama Gulf Coast. With both Boeing and Airbus announcing increases in their production levels in 2011, the companies that supply them with parts are also hiring staff and increasing their production. NASA pulled off a successful, on-time, final launch of the Shuttle Discovery yesterday at 4:50 p.m. Eastern Time to start mission STS-133. Frost & Sullivan is warning that oil prices hitting $115 to $120 a barrel could put the world's airlines in the loss column for the calendar year. Yingling Aviation of Wichita, Kansas has been named a C-Star, or Cessna Sales Team Authorized Representative for single-engine piston aircraft. And attorneys managing the lawsuit by the widow of Corey Lytle against Cirrus are arguing in court that the NASA career of expert witness Hoot Gibson should be inadmissible because it's somehow not relevant. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, professional photographer Jim Cavanaugh tells us how to get better aerial photos. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.